Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court. I wish to take just about 5 minutes. I represent the respondent, Buick, the commissioner of baseball, who was the defendant below and only count one, and that was the antitrust count. Mr. Hoynes then will discuss the issues of the case, including what we all agree is the central issue, namely that this litigation involves basically a labor dispute. Now, the commissioner of baseball serves for a term of 7 years. Broad plenary powers, both an administrative and quasi-judicial nature, to preside over the institution of professional baseball. His principal and fundamental function is to maintain the integrity of the sport on the playing field and public confidence in the honesty of the game. He has the authority under the rules of baseball to take whatever action in his judgment is in the best interest of baseball. And he is required on frequent occasions to evaluate under that standard and weigh impartially the interests of players, the clubs, and the fans alike. Now, baseball, as has been recognized by this court again and again, is a unique structure primarily bottom on responsible self-government. The Office of the Commissioner, as we all recognize, beginning with Judge Landis, was established to police the honesty of the sport. Since it has developed into an institutional apparatus to reconcile many minor and major issues as in the proper administration of the structure as a whole.
Well, Mr. Porter, does the structure of other sports differ today? Football, basketball?
Not perceptibly, Mr. Justice Brennan. They have copied, including the reserve systems, essentially the same structure and the pattern as baseball.
And yet they come within the application of the antitrust law.
Well, it has never been challenged except in Radovich. They have settled a number of cases, as Mr. Hoynes will develop. The Spencer Haywood case is a notable exception. And they have been living on the brink, I think.
Well, I mean,
and they recognize it.
You're not making an argument for uniqueness of baseball in respect of structure.
Oh, indeed we are.
You are?
Indeed we are. Yes, sir, and I could develop that time permitted, where we have spent 25% of our revenues for player development, major league revenues. The other sports have their farm systems, the college, and there are many other distinctions. The commissioner, because of his neutral position, has no participation in the bargaining that has gone on with respect to the reserve system. However, he testified in the district court that this system was not a fossilized system engraved in tablets of stone. It was subject to changes and modifications, and indeed it has been changed and modified. The commissioner also gave important testimony on two particular areas that I would direct your attention to. Number one, that without some continuity of employment between clubs and players, the relative equality of competition and the honesty of the sport would be seriously impaired. And I would respectfully direct your honor's attention to the commissioner's testimony, which is summarized in our appendix.
Doesn't this go to whether there would be a violation of the antitrust laws? Rather than do coverage?
Well, I think, Mr. Justice White, that this is a labor dispute. And it's a bargainable issue, as Judge Cooper found, as I think the Second Circuit, and as Judge Cooper said, that all avenues have not been fully exhausted in the bargaining process. And indeed, as Mr. Hoynes will develop, this issue was on the bargaining table when this litigation was brought by the players' union. And also, I would direct your attention, finally, to the commissioner's testimony, the exhibit that he sponsored, which is Exhibit A, found at page 407 of the appendix.
Mr. Porter, you just said when this litigation was brought by the players' union?
Oh, it was financed by the players' union. Indeed, that's conceded in this record. And one final point I would like to make, in spite of all the rhetoric...
Are you saying this is their lawsuit, not...
Absolutely, yes, sir. And in spite of all the rhetoric that we hear here about this being a per se violation, in the trial record below, with the exception of the petitioner, Mr. Flood, all the witnesses in support of Mr. Flood's case testified that some form of reserve system was essential. And I will now see that my time is consumed, Mr. Chief Justice, Mr. Hoynes.